You are listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. The prospect of a baseball park in a neighborhood taken from black residents during urban renewal has raised both hopes and red flags in East Knoxville. WUOT news contributor Heather Duncan brings us the next chapter in our ongoing series about the cascading effects of urban renewal.
Tennessee Smokies owner Randy Boyd has plans to build a baseball stadium with a shopping and residential complex in Knoxville's Old City. Boyd's property was long the location of Lay's Packing Company in the black neighborhood of the Bottom. Lay's escaped the destruction that ravaged most of that neighborhood during urban renewal 60 years ago. In the name of redevelopment, the federally funded program wiped out generational wealth, contributing to today's high black poverty rate. And Keshia Lamine is a sociologist who studied urban renewal's effect on Knoxville's black community. She also founded a nonprofit for black creatives named after the Bottom.
We're still seeing this neighborhood taken. Think about this new stadium that's coming and this development that's happening in the same area. Black people continue to experience violence at the hand of the state, of the city, of the county government.
On a single day last year, Knoxville City Council voted to apologize for urban renewal and approve a new sports authority for the baseball park. Here's Boyd's plan. On land he donates, the city and county will spend as much as $65 million to build the stadium. The sports authority can use sales taxes from the ballpark complex toward paying off this taxpayer debt. The state legislature approved a $13.5 million grant to reduce the price tag. For his part, Boyd has promised to bring more than twice as much in private investment to build apartments, shops, and restaurants around the stadium. The project is being put together by Gem Community Development Group, named for a prominent black movie theater torn down during urban renewal. GEM officials said it would hire disadvantaged contractors for at least 15% of the work. Robert Minter Jr., who grew up in the Bottom, says he looks forward to more local ball games and jobs.
I can't wait till they bring that ballpark back. I think it's going to be the best thing that's going to happen to the east side of Knoxville because there will be money to be made.
But others remain skeptical, like Umoja Abdul-Ahad.
There's a lot of people who are in the African-American community who rally around the baseball stadium as they had rallied around urban renewal. We got absolutely nothing. They're going to get jobs. And so you ask, well, what kind of job? How many jobs? How you know we're going to get the jobs? It's the same language that was said all the time.
In May, GEM Development announced a series of community commitments through partnerships with nonprofits and schools. For example, it will dramatically expand youth softball and baseball leagues in East Knoxville neighborhoods that have been shaken by teen gun deaths this year. Stadium developers will seek advice on including the history of the Bottom and Negro League baseball from a committee led by Renee Kessler. She's president of the Beck Cultural Exchange Center, which preserves the history of urban renewal in Knoxville. She welcomes the new opportunities the ballpark could bring to the thousands of families shoved out for redevelopment that mostly never happened.
We're talking about a dilapidated piece of property that's been there for 60 years. You move all of these people out, you displace, you uproot, and you do nothing. Are you kidding me? So, you know, you come in and say, okay, now I want to put a baseball. Well, good. What took you so long? If you were going to uproot us, at least let us see something and have a part of something. So now we have an opportunity to do it right and be inclusive of the people in the neighborhood, making sure that they're able to continue to stay in their homes, afford their homes, and then take advantage of the great economic development that comes when you put up things that drive tourism, that drive economic development, that drive that dollar turning over in your community.
Vice Mayor Gwen McKenzie represents East Knoxville on City Council. She says she won't vote for stadium funding unless Boyd and GEM Development sign a community benefits agreement. One of these was negotiated for Nissan Stadium in Nashville with a coalition of community and labor groups. But Boyd says the city and county mayors have told him they don't need one, and he agrees.
Nobody's making this investment for economic reasons. We don't want to be stupid and we don't want to lose money, but everybody is invested because they want to make a difference in the community. And it is going to be transformative for East Knoxville, and we've really done pretty much everything we can imagine that one could do.
Even so, the Knoxville Stadium proposal doesn't make higher wage commitments or set aside low-rent retail space, as the Nashville agreement did. Gym Development does plan to work with the Knoxville Area Urban League to set up training and apprenticeship programs and to help local entrepreneurs pitch stadium ventures. And Gym is offering reduced rent to local Black-owned restaurant Jackie's Dream. Boyd says the stadium complex will include only market-rate apartments and condos. Income diversity will be provided by the new Austin Homes public housing project nearby, he says. In fact, many East Knoxville residents voice suspicion about these two projects happening at once and wonder if Austin Homes will really serve low-income residents. But Ben Bentley, CEO of Knoxville's Community Development Corporation, says Austin Homes will actually have 309 more low-income units than the 129 in the original complex. Former Austin Homes residents are required to have first dibs on the new apartments and townhouses.
The replacement of the 129 units is, I think, the most meaningful thing that we can do to show that we're committed to our current residents.
Bentley says the highest earners eligible to live there would make no more than 80% of the area's median income. And the new complex will connect more directly with the Old City, First Creek, and eventually Caswell and Morningside Parks. Juanita Cannon, who lived in Austin Homes as a child and is past chairman of the KCDC board, still questions the ballpark's effect on the public housing project.
That's one thing that kind of raises an eyebrow, that, okay, you took the Old City and now you're in the Jackson area for the ballpark, and who's going to purchase, lease, or be subsidized in these 430-some homes that will be right in the back door of the ball stadium? What does that look like as far as parking, accessibility, noise level, environmental issues? What does that look like?
Boyd says the ballpark development will benefit Austin Homes by providing services like restaurants, banks, and hopefully a grocery store. He says he envisions the entire area as a single mixed-income neighborhood and has already trademarked the name Smokyville for it on the model of Wrigleyville in Chicago. Still, he says the ballpark's biggest benefit to Austin Homes will be providing new jobs within walking distance. McKenzie says many of her constituents would like to see money spent on reducing poverty and violence in East Knoxville instead of on the ballpark. But stopping the stadium may be unrealistic.
My one vote is not going to make or break this deal. And so at this point, I just want to make sure that I advocate and I get the best possible advantages for my community and for my district. There's a lot of people that are going to get rich and make a lot of money off of this development. And I want to make sure that it's people from the community.
For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.
From the kids in the batting cages to the pro players to the labels and the mob in the bleachers.
Losing Home, Black Neighborhoods and Urban Renewal is reported by Heather Duncan. Tyson Jordan mixed the audio. Funding was provided by the East Tennessee Foundation's Hope in Action Fund. Special thanks to the Beck Cultural Exchange Center for help and guidance. Learn more about urban renewal at WUOT.org.
Feel sweat trickling down the back of my neck. Tighten my grip on the bat. Take a swing and it's a technical foul.